Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Michael, thank you very much for that. Now, a turf row is simmering in South Dublin over a valuable playing field, with a rugby team accusing a local GAA club of a land grab as it plans to buy the pitch the groups have shared for several years. GAA club Geraldine P. Moran has agreed to buy a 5-acre field off the local Fox Rock Catholic parish, but St. Bridget's Rugby Club wants the church to halt the sale, alleging the club's existence could be put under threat if it goes ahead. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us now. What's this all about?
A lack of playing pitches is a major concern for sporting clubs right across Dublin, especially, Sarah. And here we have a brewing row in Fox Rock in South Dublin over a 5-acre playing field. Now, the pitch, it faces out to the main Dublin-Wexford N11 road. It's between Cabinteely and Fox Rock. And the surrounding area, it has seen many major residential developments in recent years. It's also beside the Dunn's Stores, Cornell's Court retail facility, which is one of the biggest on the island. And the Irish Times reported this week how this site at the heart of this row could be worth over €10 million to a property developer if zoned residentially. Now, a small GAA club, Geraldine's P. Moran, known as the Gers, one of Dublin's oldest clubs, founded in 1886. It has played on the site rent-free for the last 65 years. The site is managed by the local Fox Rock Catholic Parish for a Dublin Diocese Trust, and the parish made the field available to various local sporting clubs. But last week, Gers announced it had reached an agreement with Fox Rock Parish to buy the pitch, the GEA club saying this would ensure continued access for the next 999 years for all those who use the facility.
But not everyone is happy. Why?
St. Bridget's Rugby Club caters for children under 13, and it has roughly 160 members in the locality. It has shared the ground for many years, but it has accused Gers GAA Club of a, quote, land grab, and claims the deal is an attempt to stamp out underage rugby in Fox Rock, Cabinteely, in order to grow Gaelic games. Now, a side agreement between the Catholic parish and the GAA Club, which I have seen, stipulates that both parties agree to permit the use of the ground by sporting clubs and other clubs as well in the same manner as has taken place to date. And the GAA club would strongly argue this evening that nothing will change under this deal, and the facilities will improve at the ground and everyone can use it going forward. But this argument doesn't pass much truck with the chairperson of Bridget's Rugby Club, Morgan Cassidy.
Our main concerns are that we've been asked very clearly in a letter sent by the church to sign that says that any future use by us of the field is at the consent and agreement of the GAA club. That would be our main concern in terms of the legalities, that this is a legal letter that says we are only there at the behest of the GAA club going forward, where to date we've had equal use of the field and our children have used it for more than nearly 50 years at this stage. There's also a tripartite side agreement that we've been shown, which states that our posts would have to come down. From my reading of it, after every session, I'm not really sure how you take rugby posts up and down after every session. So that would immediately disenfranchise 45 of our under 13 kids from playing on a full rugby pitch.
What would be the impact then on the club going forward?
Well, the club will struggle to attract membership. Like, this whole story is about children, Barry. It's not about a local rugby club versus a local GAA club. It's one, this field has always been used for children, and that's our firm belief, is that's the way it should remain.
Geraldine's GAA club, they said in a statement that essentially nothing will change going forward if the sale progresses, that users such as Bridget's Rugby Club will continue to have use of these playing fields.
I'd have to counter that by saying the side agreement we've been given sight of says that over 80% of our children have to be from the local national school, St. Bridget's Boys National School. Currently, I would say about 65% of our children can't sign up to something like that as a sporting organisation. Also, I mentioned about the posts, so I'm not sure how it would be the same if we can't play rugby matches on the field going forward. And finally, the fact that we'd be from equal status, we'd be there at the behest of the GAA club, surely isn't the same.
But
going forward,
the GAA club says it is the same, that things will remain the same for everyone involved here.
But a legal document quite clearly states that it isn't the same that we've been asked to sign. This is about children. It's, of course, we want to get on with the local GAA club and the local rugby club. It's about parents. If legal documents are telling us that things aren't the same, I'm not really sure how saying things are the same is the same. This whole story started where there was a joint effort by both our clubs in September 2022 to go to the church and to try and, the fields are very run down, to try and do them up together. The GAA club took ownership of leading this. We received, you know, full emails and meetings for 9 months where jointly everything was being proposed to the church, and then it went silent. And the next thing we heard about it was when we were called into the parish by members of the parish and told that this place has been sold to the GAA club. We were also told at that stage that we weren't a proper rugby club when I asked why we weren't included in the deal. And I can only presume that's because we only deal with children now. We're children from the ages of 5 to 13 that play. We're not a senior club. We're quite unique in Ireland in sports in the sense that we only cater for children.
So you were under the impression that both you and the GAA club would come to a joint agreement to buy these pitches?
We were totally under that impression on the basis we have shared these fields for the last 50 years.
All right, so Barry, what happens next?
So Ger's purchase of the field is funded through club fundraising, debt financing and money from Croke Park centrally, and the agreement will be voted on by club members. But St Bridget's and Morgan Cassidy wants the church to halt the deal.
I'm calling on the church to stop this sale. Like, they need to think of the children of the community and do something good for the children of the community here. They had a great chance with a field that is used for children to have a great positive news story about the Catholic Church. It's held in a trust. It should have been passed, or should be passed over, to the children of both the GAA club, Geraldine Morans, and St Bridget's Rugby Club. We're both the main users of the field and the school, so they can continue to use it, so children continue to use it no matter what the sport is. That's very important. It's not about GAA versus rugby. It's about children being able to play sport.
What is your most recent dialogue with the parish? Because they say they are waiting for you and the rugby club to come back to them.
Yes, we sent a letter to the parish on Friday and we haven't yet received a reply. I'm sure we will. We're quite happy to sit down with the church and the GAA club and sort this. But in terms of better facilities, Sport Ireland are well known for giving grants. Sport Ireland have made it very clear that any grants for improving facilities or upgrading grounds will be given preference where there are two sporting codes playing. I think having us involved is an advantage.
What happens next? You've obviously laid out your stall here this evening and in other media outlets as well. So what happens next here?
We're calling on the church today to stop this sale and to issue a statement saying they will stop this sale and that they will sit down with us and the GAA club for the benefit of the children of our community. And that's what this field will be into perpetuity, as opposed to just one club or one sporting code over another having control of a field. That was never the case.
What's the GAA club saying about all this?
Geraldine's P. Moran says the club is not making any further comment at the moment, while Foxrock Parish and the rugby club continue their own discussions. But they did point me to two statements the club released last week, including on Friday, when it said that its agreement to buy the pitch at Cornell's Court specifically states other sporting clubs, such as the rugby club, will have continued use of the facility as they've had before. Geraldine's P. Moran also said its club is enriched by having members and coaches who operate in both clubs and believe this will continue well into the future with the further benefit of improving sports facilities at the premises.
And what then about the sellers of the land, Foxrock Parish?
Well, we heard there the rugby club says it contacted the parish on Friday, but Richard O'Donoghue, chairman of the finance committee of Foxrock Parish, told the Irish Times this morning how he was awaiting further contact from the rugby club's solicitors regarding their concerns, and the parish will not comment further until that point.
Very interesting. Barry Lennon, thank you very much.